This is URN The Pulse.
Welcome to The Post. You're here with me, Jeannie. And today, The Post are bringing you a special investigation into bouncers in Nottingham. Throughout the year, we've been looking at situations where students have complained about bouncers and how these complaints have been handled.
I'm Miranda, and I'm going out and about campus finding out your experiences, the good and the bad.
We'll be considering the people in black too. What do they think of students? How hard is it to protect themselves and a large crowd at the same time?
One of the things that makes student unions difficult and why a lot of people won't work for student unions is that they're still children in a lot of senses of the word.
The questions we'll be asking in the next hour are, is there a system of protection for bouncers when they've crossed the line? And are students given the information they need to protect themselves? We've spoken to Jackie, Divisional Head of Investigation at the SIA, an organisation who trains bouncers.
I want door supervisors that I am confident that if my son or daughter was out on a Saturday night in those premises, I'd want to know they were being looked after by fit, competent people.
As well as the police and the nightclub owners. Where does the buck fall? We'll be concluding who has to take the ultimate responsibility for bouncers' actions and how the SU can support a complaint system that gets results.
We don't tell them how to do their business, but we have a vested interest and we make sure that the student voice is being heard, but it's very much done based on our relationship with the owners.
Most of you will have thoughts or experiences to share on this topic and we want to hear them. Throughout the show, we're taking your texts about bouncers in Nottingham online at urn1350.net. Find us on Facebook or tweet us at urn1350. Until 6, we'll be talking about who's protecting who at nightclub doors. Bouncers, otherwise known as door supervisors, are responsible for the safety of customers and staff in places such as pubs, bars and nightclubs.
When you've been out in town in Nottingham, have you ever been shoved unnecessarily? Have you been spoken to badly by a bouncer? Or has a bouncer ever helped you get home or helped you find your friends?
Well, we put a survey out to begin to find out your experiences of bouncers in Nottingham. Lots of you had praise for bouncers who had gone above and beyond their role of door supervisors.
I lost a friend inside a club and the bouncers went in and found her for us.
One student also told us how, despite some negative stereotypes, she has a positive view of bouncers.
I was very sick and apparently passed out, and the bouncer came into the girls' bathroom, picked me up and escorted me out. The main positive side of this story is that they managed to convince a taxi to take me home, which the taxi driver wouldn't do until this bouncer convinced them to do that.
So how would it change your opinions of students if you were a bouncer? We also spoke to a student at the University of Nottingham who works part-time as a bouncer.
There's a kind of link to sort of like an underground sort of dark sort of like world. Like working with some guys I know, they have connections with sort of not very nice people, people you wouldn't really want to meet.
How is it dealing with people your own age?
I don't really find it that much of an issue really. It kind of gives me a different perspective when I go on a night out. Because if I behave like a tool and start, you know, I've had a bit too much to drink and do something stupid, I can understand why a bouncer, door supervisor, sort of, you know, has to be the way they are sometimes.
And have you had any bad experiences working as a door supervisor?
Me personally, I've had like a couple of like dodgy ones. I've been threatened before with a syringe.
Interestingly, none of the students who responded to our survey with negative experiences of bouncers had managed to make a successful complaint. We wanted to know why not. So we spoke to Louise, a student here at the University of Nottingham who worked a far one, and this is her story of her night out.
My friends from home came up to visit, but it ended up that they had to get a separate taxi to me. So I ended up getting in and said to one of the bouncers, can you let me know when they're here? And my battery had died on my phone, so I couldn't like find out where they were. It was a bit of a nightmare. So I asked him again if they'd been turned away, and he just said yes. And I was like, you do realise now that they haven't got in, I can't get home. He was like, I'm not responsible for you. And I was like, well, you are, because you're like the safety people. You should be looking after us. And he replied to that with, I couldn't care less if you get raped, love. It's not my responsibility. He took a photo of me and he just laughed and went, good luck getting in again, love. The next day, I was so cross and I was like, I'm not going to let this go.
Louise tried numerous different channels but found that no one took the responsibility for handling her complaint. Clearly, finding out where the buck stops is harder than it seems.
This is URN The Pulse.
We spoke to Leona Skerr, who is the police inspector for Nottingham City Centre, about how the police deal with complaints involving bouncers.
When do complaints about bouncers get passed on to the police?
We get a lot of complaints about bouncers. I would say that they make up a large proportion of our incidents of antisocial behaviour in relation to the nighttime economy. Whether those complaints are substantiated is a different matter.
It's clear that if a crime has been committed against you, you should go to the police and report it. But where do you go to report behaviour that you know isn't a police matter? We asked the SIA, the Security Industry Authority, about how they train all bouncers and license them.
Actually, we get very few complaints specifically regarding behaviour. Most of the information we receive, and we refer to it as intelligence, is more about whether or not a person actually holds a license or should hold a license. And that's really principally because the right place to take your complaint of a bad experience is to the premises where you had it.
So it's not the SIA's job to preside over individual cases. Their job is largely licensing and making sure bouncers are trained to the required standard.
This is URN The Pulse.
So what do students unions throughout the country do about the issue of bouncer complaints amongst their students? We scoured the websites of the country's SUs and there was a distinct lack of information available for students. But Miranda found one union that's leading the way.
Leeds University Union have a comprehensive page on clubbing and bar complaints, which provides details on making a complaint via phone, email or letter, and what to do if your complaint is ignored.
We spoke to the welfare officer of the National Union of Students, Pete Mercer, to find out what more the NUS could do to safeguard students.
I think this is actually quite a big issue, which clearly students in Nottingham have touched upon.
Having heard from the NUS, we looked into what we could do with our SU to improve the support they give to students here at the University of Nottingham. Stay tuned because Amos and our welfare officer Mike will be chatting more about their plans to target this issue.